This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. People dismayed that the Louisville, Kentucky officers who shot Breonna Taylor have not been charged with her death and vowed to persist in their fight for justice. Many took to the streets in several U.S. cities to call for reforms to combat racist policing. The big question for a town torn apart by Taylor's death and the larger issue of racism in America was how to move forward. Protesters chanted her name and flooded the streets in Taylor's hometown Thursday night. Several people have been detained. The U.S. government has put the first black inmate to death since the Trump administration this year resumed federal executions after a nearly two-decade pause. 40-year-old Christopher Viola was pronounced dead shortly before 7 p.m. EDT Thursday. He was convicted and sentenced to death in the slaying of a religious couple visiting Texas from Iowa when he was 19. He is the seventh federal execution since July and the second this week. Five of the first six were white, a move critics argue was a political calculation to avoid uproar. The sixth was Navajo. Viola's lawyer, Susan Otto, has said that race played a role in landing her client on death row in the 1999 killings of Todd and Stacey Bagley, who were white. Now more than 981,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 32.1 million confirmed infections. South Korea on Friday said that it would impose tighter restrictions during the autumn holiday weeks when people traditionally reunite with families, flagging the risk of new clusters of coronavirus infections. The new curbs apply to at least 11 high-risk facilities in the densely populated Seoul metropolitan area, including nightclubs and bars. This is VOA News. Several Midwestern states are now reporting new spikes in coronavirus cases and expressing concerns about hospital space. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
There are new warnings about hospital capacity in Springfield, Missouri, with nearly 1,600 new COVID cases reported Wednesday, more than 100,000 infections since Missouri reopened in June, and Governor Mike Parson, a mask opponent, and his wife are among them. South Dakota has a new record high, 463 cases and 8 more deaths, despite Governor Kristi Noem declaring the virus had already peaked and promoting tourism in her state. Iowa schools sent hundreds of students home after coronavirus outbreaks. Montana, with a record high, some 500 cases are linked to schools reopening. Meanwhile, Florida's governor is calling for a college student's bill of rights, denouncing university officials for disciplining students for attending large parties. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Health authorities in China's eastern city have found a coronavirus contamination on some packages stored by a seafood importer. About two of its handlers tested positive for the virus but displayed no symptoms. China has stepped up checks on frozen food imports and banned those from some foreign meat processing plants amid the global pandemic. Thursday's results came during a routine to the company's staff, although none of the two affected men's 147 close contacts tested positive. The importer's products and facilities generated about 51 positive test results, but no tainted products made to market. The commission said without identifying the items or their origins, Chinese customs have threatened a week suspension of imports from companies whose frozen food products test positive for the virus, with third-time offenders subject to 4 weeks. Pro-democracy Hong Kong politicians staged a brief protest in the city's legislature on Friday to call for the release of 12 activists arrested by Chinese authorities at sea last month as they tried to flee to Taiwan by boat. Chinese police have said the 12, who were all suspects of crimes in Hong Kong related to anti-government protests that erupted last year, were suspected of illegal border crossing. China's foreign ministry has called them separatists. Their detention in the South Chinese city of Shenzhen has become a lightning rod for criticism of Hong Kong's Beijing-backed government. Hong Kong's government has said that it cannot interfere on their behalf and they must face legal proceedings in China before they can come home, though it says it is willing to provide feasible assistance to their families. Via remote, Tommy McNeil, VOA News.